I thank you, Mr. Vice President. Kenya welcomes the report of the Special Rapporteur and takes note of the recommendation on states. Civil society groups are a critical role, a critical voice in the defending of rights of all in Kenya. The government has provided a conducive environment for CSOs to thrive in Kenya and encourages and supports them in their contribution to meeting the diverse needs of the people. The Public Benefits Organization Act of 2013, which became operational in September 2016, spells out how the CSOs are regulated. This law establishes a transparent regulatory and institutional framework within which CSOs can operate in the country in line with the vision, values, spirit of Kenya's constitution and commitment to human rights, notably the freedom of association, expression, and peaceful assembly. Civil society organizations and other registered associations, therefore, are permitted to raise any subscriptions or engage in any form of raising funds and other resources externally and within Kenya. In addition, the government has gone further to offer exemptions such as income tax on donation or grants, income-producing activities, dividends or investments, amongst others. In conclusion, the government's continued dynamic partnership with civil society organizations and other associations is essential for generating public awareness and the much-needed political support for the development of their priority programs, which can only give impetus to Kenya's SDG campaign. I thank you, Mr. Vice.